Hello and welcome to this episode of the Makeover Your Marriage podcast. My name is Rachel Jenks, and today we are going to be talking about taking action when you just feel like you deserve more. You know that you deserve more in your relationship. And so the reason I bring up this topic is because we are talking about infidelity this month. And when there has been infidelity and people talk about it online, or sometimes I'll post a TikTok and somebody will respond, "Oh, girl, you deserve more." And they're missing the point of the TikTok. But I get that there's this feeling, desire, like that we deserve more. We deserve all of these things. And I agree 100%. I'm not saying that anybody deserves to be cheated on or yelled at or fought with or manipulated or anything. But when we say that statement, "you deserve more," or I turn it around, I say, "I deserve better," that is a very empowering statement, and it's 100% true. But what is the next step in that? What do you do next? Are you expecting somebody else to change in order to allow you to feel better? So when you say to yourself, like, "Well, I just deserve to be treated better. I know I've said that to my husband a million times. I deserve better." I say it to my kids. You know, "I deserve to be treated better. I deserve to have kids that pick up after themselves. I deserve this. I deserve that." And the thing is you really don't, right? So you don't deserve to have anything that requires somebody else to do something. Other people get to be, act, feel all the things that they want to do. And when you're deciding how you determine your self-worth or how you feel based on what they're doing, you're allowing somebody else to have power over you and determining how you feel and how you act. And when that happens, it doesn't end well for you because you're always relying on somebody else to make you feel a certain way. Right? So I get it. You just found out your husband cheated on you. You feel like crap. You know, there's all these feelings and things that come up with that. But ultimately, you get to decide how you feel about it. Now, I'm not telling you need to jump up and down and be happy that he cheated on you. But you get to decide when you're going to turn that around and when you are going to choose to feel differently and start repairing your life and, quote, move on from the situation so that you can have a better life. You cannot change what happened. You cannot change that he cheated on you or that he was manipulative or what. You can't change any of that. It all happened. And you can't change him. You can't make him not cheat on you again. No amount of reminding him and getting after him and guilt tripping him and all that stuff is going to keep him from not cheating on you again. I'm just really, really, really sorry. It's just not how it works. Okay? You can only control how you react. So what do you do if you're like, "I deserve more in this relationship"? So obviously you have choices. The first choice is you could say, "Yeah, I deserve better. I'm out. Peace out, babe. I'm out of here. I'm moving on. You know, enjoy your life. I'm out of here." If you're looking at making a decision, you're not sure which way to go, you can look at my last episode where I talk about making that decision on whether you should leave your cheating husband or not. But you can just decide to leave and say, "I deserve better. I'm moving on." Or you can say, "You know, I deserve better in this relationship, and I'm going to make changes with myself that is going to demand that I am treated better, that I get what I want out of the marriage," right? Again, you can't make him do anything, but you can do things on your end that are going to create an environment, we'll say, where he is going to change his reactions and the things that he does. And to do that, you need to look back at those patterns. And I talked about this in a recent episode. You've got to look at the patterns that got you to where you are. And I gave an example of my client who started by saying, "Yeah, I just don't respect him." And then by the end of the conversation, she's like, "I think he's just looking to be respected and realizing how they both wanted the same thing, but they were coming at it from like the completely wrong angles and wrong way of dealing with it. Where again, if what you want in your marriage is to be treated better, maybe he, you know, comes home from work and he's crabby, he doesn't talk to you and he gives you the silent treatment. And you're just like, "God damn it, I deserve better, right? Then you decide that you want to be treated better. And that's where boundaries come into play. And so my client and I talked about boundaries this morning, but that's where boundaries come into play. You just say like, "I deserve more. If you're going to talk to me that way, I'm not here for it. I'm not listening. If you're going to come home crabby every night, I'm going to choose to sit in my viewing room and watch TV and not listen to you be crabby. If you're going to choose to give me the silent treatment, this is what I'm going to do." And it's not about punishing them or manipulating them or threatening them to change. It's about you protecting you and your energy because you do deserve more. Okay? It may not stop his behavior. That's not the goal. The goal is to protect yourself. Now, I know you're thinking, "Well, gosh, I don't want a life where when my husband comes home from work and he's crabby all the time, then I have to hide in my bedroom or that I have to leave the house and not be there when he gets home." I get it. Then you're going to have to leave if he's not going to change. So you can only change yourself and you can only focus on yourself. Of course, you can decide to have a conversation with him and say, look, when you come home from work and you're crabby, I want to have a better relationship with you. I want to be able to talk to you and all the things, but that may not change him. He may say like, look, this is how I am. This is who I want to be. This is how I want to show up. And you get to decide what you want to do with that information. Now, going to him and saying, hey, look, when you come home at night after work and you're crabby and you're grumpy and you don't talk to me, it makes me feel bad. That's not going to end well, okay? Because he's going to get defensive. He's going to say, gosh, you're telling me how it is, and why do I make you feel bad, and you're wanting me to change whatever I'm doing in order to make you happy. And that's also, again, giving him your power. You decide how you want to feel. You set up boundaries in order to create an environment to have those feelings, and you act. You do it. I always tell people, stop complaining, stop blaming, and take action. So stop complaining that your husband does A, B, C. Stop complaining that your husband cheats on you. Stop complaining that he picks a fight with you every time you want to go to the mall. Stop blaming him for the way he's acting, because that is his choice to act how he wants to act, and start taking action yourself. He gets mad when you want to go to the mall and spend money, then just say, you know what? You have a right to your opinion. I'm going to go to the mall and shop. I have a job. I work. I'm going to go shopping. You get to decide how you want to be. Set up your boundaries. Stand up for yourself. So if you feel that you deserve more in your marriage, whether it's because your husband cheated on you or because he's crabby when he comes home from work, then set your boundaries and explain how you want to be treated, and that this is what you are going to do in order to be treated that way. But in no way are you to manipulate, threat, or try to make him be somebody different. If he chooses to be someone different after you set your boundary, that's amazing and fabulous, but you cannot make him be somebody different. That's just not how life works. People do not want to be forced to be something different. And again, always knowing that you do have the option of leaving the marriage if you don't like how you are treated. All right, this was a shorter episode. This is all I've got for you. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. And if you want more support with this issue or any other issue in your marriage, you can head on over to racheljenks.com/podcast and check out all of the podcast episodes. There are lots of other free resources that you can sign up for there as well. And you can also check over the Makeover Your Marriage program and get even more support. So thanks again for checking this out, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.